Monsieur Jutak, il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilistelers@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and also shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. With me, Rahma, who will be presenting the latest news from Indonesia, along with various interesting programs taking you closer to Indonesian art, culture, tradition, custom, food, and many more, such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and also Music Corner. And as always, now let's begin with the news. The news. First, the headlines. Commemorating ASEAN Day, Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono calls for a peaceful, people-oriented ASEAN. Minister of Trade launched the kickoff and sharing session of ASEAN Online Sale Day 2025. I'm Rahma, and here is the news in detail. August 8 is commemorated as ASEAN Day. This commemoration is not just a celebration, but should be an opportunity to realize the ASEAN Vision 2025. VOI reporter Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono has reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to fostering a peaceful ASEAN region. He made this statement while representing Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the 58th anniversary of ASEAN at the ASEAN headquarters in Jakarta on Friday. Sugiono emphasized that the celebration is not merely a ceremonial event but a pivotal moment to ensure the realization of the ASEAN Vision 2045.
And I think that in our collective aspiration that ASEAN will continue to lead in building a region that is peaceful, resilient, innovative, and people-centered. A region that thrives through unity and shared responsibility.
During the same event, ASEAN Chair Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim highlighted that the ASEAN Vision 2045 outlines long-term goals for creating a resilient, innovative, and community-oriented region. However, according to him, ASEAN's success is determined by the steps taken now.
ASEAN Vision 2045 sets out long-term goals for a region that's resilient, innovative, and people-centered. It is a forward-looking document, but its success depends on the actions we take now, and from improving regional connectivity to strengthening food and energy security.
Anwar further emphasized Malaysia's commitment to ASEAN centrality, which ensures that ASEAN remains at the heart of regional dialogue and cooperation, not only in a formal sense, but also in substantive ways, Rano voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Trade Minister Budi Santoso officially opened the kickoff and sharing session of the ASEAN Online Sale Day 2025. He encouraged Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises to boost exports, especially to Southeast Asian countries. Andy Ramdhani has the full report.
Indonesia's Trade Minister Budi Santoso has called on micro, small and medium-sized enterprises to expand exports to ASEAN countries using the momentum of the ASEAN Online Sale Day, which take place from August 8 to 10, 2025. He urged local businesses to actively target export markets and showcase the full potential of the Indonesian products on the global stage. Speaking at the kick-off and sharing session of the ASEAN Online Sale Day 2025 at the Ministry of Trade Auditorium in Jakarta on Thursday, Budi stated that this year's regional e-commerce campaign carries the theme A Click to Prosperity, which aims at boosting online shopping while promoting key ASEAN products. He also emphasized the critical role of e-commerce in supporting export efforts by small businesses. Hopefully, today's event and sharing session will be useful, especially for our small businesses to better understand products and markets in ASEAN countries. Budi further emphasized the importance of collaboration across sectors to support the Ministry of Trade's UMKM Bisa Export Program. He hoped that this synergy will continue to grow. A similar statement came from Director General of International Trade Negotiations at the Ministry of Trade, Jatmiko Briswicaksono, who expressed hope that ASEAN Online Sale Day 2025 would bring real benefits and support the UMKM Bisa Export Initiative. He also highlighted the growing importance of e-commerce in enhancing the competitiveness of Indonesian small businesses. Since 2020, the Ministry of Trade has served as both the task force and implementing body for ASEAN Online Sale Day. The Ministry also plays an active role in strengthening ASEAN's economic recovery, particularly through e-commerce. ASEAN Online Sale Day is a cross-border digital marketplace that connects businesses and consumers across Southeast Asia. Held annually to celebrate ASEAN's founding in August 8, the initiative supports regional digital integration, strengthens business confidence, and provides a strategic platform for boosting the regional economy amid global uncertainty. According to data from the Ministry of Trade, Indonesia's e-commerce transaction value reached 487 trillion rupiah in 2024, a 7.3% increase from the previous year. The sector accounts for approximately 75% of Indonesia's digital economy's gross merchandise value, which is projected to reach $90 billion, equivalent to around 1,400 trillion rupiah, and continue growing. Andi Romdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is preparing Galang Island in the Riau Islands as a medical treatment site for civilian victims of the conflict in Gaza. The facility will care for the wounded, including children, women, and the elderly affected by the ongoing violence in the region. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono, speaking on Thursday in Jakarta, explained this initiative follows President Prabowo Subianto's statement during his visit to several Gulf Cooperation Council member countries, where he expressed Indonesia's readiness to provide humanitarian aid, including medical treatment.
Dan dalam rangka persiapan itu kita juga menyiapkan alternatif-alternatif.
As part of the preparation, we are also identifying alternative locations where we can host and treat these individuals. That's the main idea. One of the options is Galang Island. We are still exploring possibilities. The president mentioned Galang Island and we are currently reviewing it because it was once used as a COVID-19 treatment facility, so the infrastructure is already in place. However, we are also considering other alternatives.
Alternative lain.
Minister Sugiono further added, the plan can only proceed with the approval of all relevant parties, including Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian authorities. Diplomatic efforts and coordination are ongoing. Meanwhile, the government is preparing the technical aspects to ensure that implementation can begin as soon as necessary. In addition to preparing medical facilities, the minister stated Indonesia has received an invitation from the Jordanian government to participate in an airdrop mission delivering humanitarian aid to Gaza by air. Regarding this, Sugiono emphasized the government will continue to provide humanitarian assistance through the safest and most effective channels. You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. The United Nations World Food Program has expressed its commitment to support Indonesia's free nutritious meals program. Dika Dian Ananda has the detail.
Kami ucapkan selamat datang dalam acara Forum Internasional Pembelajaran Global dalam pemberian makanan bergizi.
On the second day of the International Forum on the Free Nutritious Meals Program held on Thursday in Jakarta, Indonesia expressed its intention to collaborate with the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, a proposal warmly welcomed by WFP Country Director Jennifer Rosenzweig. Rosenzweig stated that Indonesia is on track to become one of the countries with the largest school meal programs in the world. Through its partnership with the Global School Meals Coalition, the WFP hopes that Indonesia will not only meet the nutritional needs of its population, but also serve as a role model for other nations.
This is not only just a tremendous national milestone that I think will have impact, I'm confident will have impact for the coming decades here in Indonesia. Indonesia is also poised and on the cusp of becoming one of the largest national meals programs globally.
The panel discussion also addressed both the opportunities and challenges of the Free Nutritious Meals Program. Tigor Pangaribuan, Deputy for Systems and Governance at the National Nutrition Agency, emphasized that the program aims to generate cross-sectoral benefits. These include extending the duration of schooling by using free meals as an incentive for students to stay in school and creating job opportunities for local communities.
Kalau program ini sukses, Bapak Ibu.
If this program is implemented successfully, it is expected to reach 82.9 million beneficiaries. To support this, we will need around 30,000 kitchens or nutrition service units. Each unit will require 50 workers, meaning the program could create 1.5 million direct jobs in Indonesia. And that's just for the meal preparation process. It doesn't yet include jobs from suppliers, cooperative providing food ingredients, or farmers who will need to reopen and expand their agricultural land. If we estimate one worker supports a family of four, the program could potentially impact up to 60 million people.
Itu yang langsung ke proses pemberian makannya, belum lagi supplier yang bergabung, belum lagi koperasi yang harus menyediakan bahan pangan, belum lagi petani-petani yang harus membuka lagi lahan pertaniannya. Kalau kita kemarin melakukan perhitungannya, itu dikali 4, jadi 1,5 juta dikali 4, kita memprediksi akan terbuka 6 juta lapangan pekerjaan.
Tigor added that in the next month, the Free Nutritious Meals Program is expected to reach around 20 million recipients, including students, pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and children under 5 years old. Dika Dean Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio has officially opened Karya Kreatif Indonesia 2025 with more than 360 micro, small, and medium enterprises attended the event. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
Siap memulai prosesi peresmian pada hitungan ketiga. Satu, dua, tiga.
Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio opened the annual Karya Kreatif Indonesia 2025 event at the Jakarta International Convention Center, or GICC, on Thursday. Over the years, Karya Kreatif Indonesia has become a platform for the development of Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSME, nurtured by Bank Indonesia, or BI, together with strategic partners. In his remarks, Perry Warjio stated that BI has consistently been committed to strengthening MSME. He mentioned that there are at least three strategic pillars that BI has implemented to strengthen MSME. First, BI, together with National Crafts Council and designers, has conducted a rigorous curation of MSME products for Karya Kreatif Indonesia 2025.
I assure you, our products are the best. They have been curated by National Crafts Council, Regional Crafts Council, led by Mrs. Selfie. They have been curated by designers and priced at producer rates.
Dan dengan harga produsen.
Furthermore, Perry Warjio also stated that BI has strengthened SME by adopting digital payments, specifically KRIS. Currently, KRIS is used by 57 million users, with 39.3 million of them being SME.
Since we have also connected our KRIS with Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand, by the middle of this year, our KRIS will be accepted in Japan. And by the end of this year, our KRIS will be connected with China's QR code.
Insya Allah, akhir tahun ini, KRIS kita bisa connect dengan QR-nya China, Tiongkok.
Furthermore, Perry Warjio also said that BI is improving the financial literacy of MSME, including the financial inclusion. Karya Kreatif Indonesia can be visited for free from 7 to 10 August 2025 at Hall B, GICC, Jakarta. The event showcases various high-quality SME products, ranging from fashion, home decor, and more. Not only that, it also features interactive activities such as talk show, business matching, and cooking shows. Putri Chaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting the development of science, technology, and national industry through the state budget. Speaking at a 2025 Indonesian Science, Technology, and Industry Convention in Bandung, West Java on Thursday, Minister Sri Mulyani emphasized the state budget is a vital instrument for achieving the nation's aspirations, including advancing science and technology. For 2025, she noted, the education budget allocation is around 750 trillion rupiah, or about 20% of total state spending, in line with the constitutional mandate.
20% dari anggaran APBN belanja.
20% of the state budget is designed for education. That is the constitutional mandate. For this year, it is 750 trillion rupiah. The money will be used to strengthen the entire education ecosystem.
Sri Mulyani further explains the education budget covers various clusters ranging from direct assistance for students, salaries and performance allowances for teachers and lecturers to the construction of educational and research infrastructure. She also revealed to ensure the education budget is well utilized, the government has established an education endowment fund which had reached 154.1 trillion rupiah as of December 31st. 2024. To date, 670,000 beneficiaries have received scholarships from the endowment, including 3,363 Indonesian students studying at some of the world's top universities. Indonesia and New Zealand have agreed to enhance cooperation in the agricultural sector, with a focus on increasing exports of key commodities such as crude palm oil and coffee. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Ini kedatangan tamu dari Menteri Pertanian dari New Zealand, juga Menteri Pertanian dan Investasi. Kita akan memperkuat kolaborasi ke depan. Kami baru saja tanda tangan MOU.
Indonesian Minister of Agriculture, Andi Amran Sulaiman, welcomed New Zealand's Minister of Trade, Agriculture, Investment and Forestry, Todd McClay, in Jakarta on Thursday. During the meeting, the two countries agreed to strengthen agricultural collaborations, particularly in technology and innovation exchange. This commitment was formalized through the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Indonesian and New Zealand's governments. Minister Amran urged New Zealand to further open its market to Indonesian export communities, including CPO, rubber, cocoa, and coffee. This move is expected to foster balance and mutually beneficial trade between the two countries.
Kami mendorong CPO, kemudian karet, kakao, kopi, terutama kopi.
Kita promosi CPO as well as rubber, cocoa, and coffee, especially coffee. New Zealand has agreed to increase imports of these products from Indonesia. This is a mutual beneficial partnership at a time when global trade faces challenge. We are seizing this opportunity to significantly boost our own agricultural exports, particularly for premium products like CPO, where Indonesia is the world's top producer. We also propose coconut exports, which were well received.
Unggul seperti CPO, kita nomor satu dunia. Kemudian kelapa juga kami tawarkan, dan mereka terima dengan baik.
Meanwhile, Mr. McClay expressed his support for the agreement, stating that New Zealand is ready to assist Indonesia in achieving food self-sufficiency and implementing its free nutritious meal program for school children.
When New Zealand and Indonesia will cooperate in agriculture and agricultural technology to exchange ideas and to exchange innovation to help meet the president's ambitious goal of increasing food production and self-sufficiency, and particularly in feeding children in schools.
Indonesia is also expanding export opportunities for tropical fruits, with pineapples already entering the New Zealand market. Other key horticultural products such as bananas, mangoes, and papayas are under consideration. Additionally, the two countries agreed to collaborate in geothermal energy development. As part of this initiative, Indonesia received a $15 million New Zealand dollars grant from New Zealand to support clean energy projects of Regina Face of Indonesia.
Listener, next we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled The Challenge of Inclusion in ASEAN's Digital Future with Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on the challenge of inclusion in ASEAN's digital future. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN Day 2025, was celebrated with the ASEAN Online Sale Day from August the 8th until 10th, theme A Click to Prosperity. This cross-border initiative aims to encourage the development of the digital economy in the region. This activity promotes the spirit of collaboration through online commerce in line with the theme the 58th ASEAN's anniversary on August the 8th, 2025. What's an inclusive and sustainable ASEAN future? However, behind this enthusiasm, an important question arises. Is the digital economy in ASEAN truly inclusive? Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso encouraged micro, small and medium enterprises to capitalize on the momentum of ASEAN Online Sale Day to penetrate export markets. Unfortunately, many micro, small and medium enterprises still lack adequate access to digital infrastructure, technological illiteracy, and cross-border logistics support. Furthermore, differences in e-commerce, tax, and consumer protection policies across countries remain a real obstacle to integrating ASEAN's digital markets. If ASEAN truly wants to move toward an inclusive and sustainable future, initiatives like ASEAN Online Sale Day cannot be merely an annual ceremony or a matter of transaction numbers. Integrated policies are needed.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. A limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. That's quote of the day.
In 2010, during my tenure as President of Indonesia, I traveled to Oslo, Norway, to participate in the International Conference on Climate and Forestry. I was honored to co-chair the conference alongside the then Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Stoltenberg. The spirit of this gathering was to unite global effort in combating climate change. Before departing Oslo, I was inspired to write a song because of our strong commitment during the conference to preserve the environment. In Jakarta, I collaborated with the renowned composer Erwin Gutawa, who arranged the music, which we titled Untuk Bumi Kita, meaning For Our World in Indonesian. It was then sung by Sandi Sondoro, one of the prominent singers in Indonesia. 3 years later, in 2013, a musician from the U.S., Jeff Lober, translated the song into English, titled Save Our World. Jeffrey Pescato, an American singer, sang this version. In this video, in the new version of Save Our World, arranged by Toh Pati, 35 Indonesian artists from different generations lend their voices to sing this beautiful song. It is a call to action, inviting every country and everyone to join hands to protect our future generation from climate disaster. Together, we can make a difference. Enjoy the video and let us act now to save our world.
Now apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah kenangan alam indah. Like this song, rekaman ekspresi gelisah, tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, let us
Sing a song in 2006, Indonesian female singer now remade the song into the adult version in 2024. Alika Islamadina now performs Sahabat Tersayang or Beloved Friend in a more adult way in the now version. Well, just listen to a story about the song and also a sneak peek of the performance of Alika in the session in the, I should say, VOI's special music program that you can rewatch on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Sahabatku. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself, is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time. So it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder presents information for beach lovers that we recommend you to visit Cilacap, Central Java, Indonesia. There is a beach called Indah Widara Payung Beach. It attracts people with its beautiful panoramic view. The soft and clean beach sand lies along three villages, namely Widara Payung Wetan, Widara Payung Kulon, and Sidayu. It's located in Binangun District, about 35 kilometers from the eastern part of Cilacap City, and takes about 45 minutes of travel time. Listeners, to enjoy Indah Widara Payung Beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket fee of about 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per person. Once you reach the beach, you'll be welcomed by a pristine black sand beach view. Indah Widara Payung Beach area tends to be flat and covered by coconut trees on the coast, creating a cooling atmosphere. Just like most beaches, you can swim at this beach. However, you have to be careful since the waves are quite big. Don't swim too far from the shore. But if you don't have the nerve to swim in open water, then you can swim in the swimming pool available at this beach. Because of the big waves, surfing has become a favorite activity for visitors. Besides surfing and swimming, you can also explore Indah Widara Payung Beach area by riding on horseback or horse-drawn carts along the beach. By spending 40,000 to 50,000 rupiah, you can rent a horse-drawn cart or a horse to enjoy the beauty of Widara Payung Beach. Don't forget to try local food such as Mendoan Amba and Yutuk Crackers. Yutuk is a sand crab that is fried like crackers. Widara Payung Beach is also equipped with various facilities, such as bathrooms, parking area, prayer room, swimming pool, and homestay. That's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Kan selamanya jadi kenangan Jakarta Ratatara. Tertulis di bola matamu, setiap tatapmu mengikat diriku. Terkuncilah sudah hatiku di kota yang baru, yang sekarang ku anggap rumahku. Setiap ku pergi kau selalu menanti. Cintaku tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan kemana. Kisah kasih yang kita rangkai bersama, kan selamanya jadi kenangan Jakarta. Indahnya gelora cinta, temani ku, temani sendiri di kota ini. Setiap kau pergi ku kan selalu menanti. Jika ku tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan kemana.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia. Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go. Indonesian magic words. Tolong. Please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Title, Tahuli Limama from Gorontalo. Listener, the inner bone, love, and longing of a child for his mother never fails to bring emotion to a song. So it is with our pop song from Gorontalo entitled Tahuli Limama. The song Tahuli Limama contains a deep meaning of a child's love and longing from his mother. The word Tahuli itself in Gorontalo language means feelings of longing or true love. The lyric in the song Tahuli Limama express longing for mother, sincere feelings of love and appreciation for their irreplaceable love and sacrifice. The lyric also depicts a portrait of togetherness and family warmth of the Gorontalo community. Well, listener, here is Tahuli Limama song by Giuda Manik. Enjoy listening the song.
Pilalah, oh,
Today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.